You know something? There's a 3 to 4 second pause after I hit the button from when it starts recording. That's what's tonight. I don't know why. Okay, we're at Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Mem Ches. We're learning about Alamichia. We're learning about bagels and donuts. Well, yeah. Pancakes, crepes, creeps. Sif Ches. Isa Shani Loisha Afila B'mayim Levad Baru Bishla, and he cooked it. He made a dough, but he cooked it. Mavorech Ala Bori Menei Mezonos Olachre Ala Mecha Afila Ochol Shir Sviya. And this is, even if he baked, right, this is jelly donuts, we say. No matter how many you eat, you're not going to bench and make almozi. B'chein Grisin Shanasin Mechameshas Minei Dogon U'bishlon. You cut up the grain and you cook it. I guess this is like farina or wheatina. You ever hear of these cereals? That's what they use for service in yeshiva and in camp. Farina, wheatina, and oatmeal. Those are the three choices for breakfast. Farina, wheatina, or oatmeal. V'vorchen aleim gam kein b'rim b'nei mezonos. V'lachrein al hamichya. Afilu v'chashir sviya. Yeah, this is not even... Maybe it's like, I don't know what it looks like. Maybe it looks like a kugel. Looks like a kugel. V'yam oichlenim ha-morok. V'chein ma'acholi isa she'ochlenim ha-morok. O'yam ha-cholov she'nus bash bubo. Ain't tzrichon levorech al ha-morok v'ha-cholov. Ki heim ha-tfeilim u'betelim l'gabehem. They are the ikar and they're the tofel. And we have a rule, you make a bracha on the ikar and not on the tofel. Aval and bishel. Rak ma'at levivo so grisin. The ikar kavanosa rak bishvil harotei bo hacholov. I guess this would mean like a barley soup. Well, your main kavanos for the soup, not for the barley. Right? You're not sure there's a little soup left over and you primarily want the barley. You want the soup. So, vinyan ze enem betelim. So they're not botel to the mezonos, but you make the bracha over them, whether it's shahakol or bar pri adama. U'mevorech aleihem shahakol, in his case, v'avol pi she'ochel gam al avivos v'agrisin, ein aroit v'achol of the tailin, it's not botel, kiven she'eino ikar, because that's his primary thing that he wants to eat.
Bar in the cholent.
What?
Same thing with bar in the cholent?
Yeah. So you would make both brachas. You would make hadoma, you make a mezonos and hadoma.
Why did you say you make a mezonos second?
I just changed my mind. Right? Umikombo gudelazo latzada yoysutoy broy lavarach tchila shahakol al aroitavoy al achol of levad v'lishtos ksas and then al halavivos barmenei mezonos, because that way it's for sure not an ikar and tofel. Now, there's a suffix if it's ikar or tofel or not. If you eat the tofel first, it's certainly not a tofel. The din that you make a bracha on the ikar and you pat on the tofel is only if you eat the ikar first. But if you eat the tofel first, you certainly make a bracha. You certainly make a bracha on it. So that's why you should eat the shakol first. Since it's not 100% that it's not ikar but tofel.
So what if it's mixed together? It is mixed together, you have to pick it out.
Yeah.
Like a soup with a small bar, yeah, I was thinking about the cholent though.
Cholent is both. You would pick out the barley and make a mezonos first. I don't think there is a shaila. I think it's only in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch's particular case with the levivos and the soup that it wasn't clear which was the ikar, which was the tofel. I think by a cholent it's very clear. That's why. What? By a cholent it's very clear that they're both, that you make a bracha on both. And neither is tofel to the other.
How much barley does that have to be?
I'm sorry?
How much barley does there have to be?
It doesn't matter. Even a minute amount, you make a mezonos. How much barley does it have to be for the barley to be the ikar?
Right, the ikar, right.
I don't know. I'm not sure it's a question of amount. It's a question of your mindset. If that's what you want, you want kubalis, and there's a little and there's soup there too, and the soup becomes a tofel. But if you want barley soup, and there's just a couple of barleys floating around, then you make both brothas.
Does it matter if they're not stuck together?
I'm sorry? We're not going into that. That's the question of when you make hardama, when you make a mazonos. We're not getting into that in this sermon. But you're right. Certainly we're talking about a case where it wouldn't be a question of hardama. We're talking about when it's a mazonos. Shigam heima meina tfeilo, sabal b'shena kabona b'shvilo. Levisha min dogon hu choshu, veino nasa tofel hazad b'chosso. Kol shaboli ting tam b'kdeira. So the mazonos will never become tofel to the shahakol, or to the hadoma. So you'll end up making both brachas. So this is the makar that, even though ostensibly it says that mazonos is always the ikar, but it's not always, always the ikar. I don't know what the books say, but on an ice cream sandwich, I tell my kids to make both brachas. I think they're both equally chashuv. That's assuming you're not, the ice cream is not, it's the sandwich part is not just there to hold, but it's there to eat, and then it's gishmak. An ice cream cone, make both.
You used to make a filling between a sugar cone and
a
regular cone.
Yeah. Siftes macholam shoytzu mi matzo kasusha, matzo mel, or mi lechem afor, so it's less than a kazayas, and then you go cook it. You're going kuftos to the vivos called knedlach or chremzel, right? Right? Shemorvenoso b'shumen ubeitzim v'cholo v'goivlin, and you make it into a new mixture, and then you cook it or fry it, right? But it's less than a kazayas than we had before. Once you cook less than a kazayas of a baked item, it presumably loses its toar lechem. Here you're cooking it. There it just talked about you were soaking it. Here it talks about your mamash cooking it, and it's forming like a whole new thing. And that thing is a mazonos and not hamotzi.
Okay. Is that only if you want to know